Dreamscape presents Midnight at the Tuscany Hotel by J.H. Markert, narrated by Keith Brown and Carlotta Brenton. Before, 1866, Florence, Italy. The foundling wheel turned inward with a groan, and the young nurse stifled a scream. She had extinguished the wall sconce seconds before. Unsettled, as always, by the plunge into darkness, her nervousness heightened tonight by a thunder and lightning storm that had relentlessly shaken the walls for nearly 2 hours. The overhead bell chimed, signaling the new arrival. The echo drifted. Hurried footsteps filled the void. Candlelight rounded a curved corner of stone, and suddenly, in the glow next to her, stood the familiar face of her mentor, brown eyes and black hair concealed under a nurse's cap. "A midnight baby?" asked Nurse Choni. The young nurse nodded and glanced toward the wheel, where an infant lay silent and swaddled. Why isn't it crying? She'd only been at the Ospedale degli Innocenti for 4 weeks, but had retrieved enough of the unwanted from the wheel to know the answer. The baby was either sleeping or already dead. Most likely the latter, for most of the sleeping babies awakened and cried as the wheel turned inward. No matter how well they greased the cogs and softened the tiny bed with folded blankets, the quick trip from outside to in was apparently a startling one. Her voice quivered. "Who would leave a baby during the storm? It was as if the heavens were falling." "Well, the storm is over now, Nurse Pratesi, so calm yourself. Did you see her? Nurse Pratesi, did you see?" The young nurse glanced toward the hospital's entrance. She'd forgotten. Probably too late now, but she hurried for the wooden door anyway and stepped out into the cool night air, where low stars had begun to show themselves behind a trail of dark, rapidly moving clouds. Wind whistled through the grand loggia, and shadows moved inside its arches and columns. She listened for fleeing footsteps, which often trailed across the cobbled piazza as mothers sprinted away in shame. Except for a distant rumble of thunder, she heard nothing. She was too late. This mother too fast, too eager to leave her burden behind. She returned inside. Nurse Choni now stood at the wheel, watching curiously.
"Is it alive?"
"Yes, come look. And it's a girl." The older nurse opened a ledger, placed it on a wooden table beside the wheel, and readied her quill.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?